The path to a better life begins with a simple step. Empower Radio presents Simple Steps, Real Change with Cheryl Maloney. Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Cheryl Maloney.
When your life has been turned upside down by the worst life has to offer, you find yourself floundering in a sea of emotions. Whether you're reeling from the reality of your divorce or job loss or any other major life-changing event, those events that you never wanted or never expected, you find yourself pulled and pushed to the extremes on the emotional sliding scale. Hi, this is Cheryl Maloney of Simple Steps, Real Change, and this is the third in an eight-part series of challenges, Surviving to Thriving, the Worst Life Has to Offer. And today we're talking about avoiding the pendulum swings. You know what this is. You get to that high point, something good happens, some positive happens, and the next day you crash. On any given day, the emotions you're experiencing can plummet you into the abyss. And the next day, you could be up and riding high. Or maybe even 5 minutes later, you find yourself in a totally different place. And the pendulum swinging is absolutely exhausting. And most of what we deal with is the lows. But when you get to the highs, when you've been through the worst life has to offer, you're waiting for that other shoe to drop. You're waiting for what will go wrong. So you can't even sit there and enjoy the joy. You can't enjoy being happy and relieved and content for a moment because you're just sure something's going to go wrong. So today we're talking about the simple steps to smooth out those highs and lows and to pivot on your path in a way that will enable you to be confident and secure in what comes next. When we go through those greatest challenges of our lives, the ones we feel are bad or worse, you know what it's like. We're talking about the hard things. When you go through these things that just drop you to your knees, you expect the worst to continue. I know I did. From the financial insecurities, and I used to say, and I still say all the time, that I've gone through everything that life could throw at me. And when you see all of these bad things happen, you expect your life will always be that way. And when you feel that way, it is in a lot of ways a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's natural to feel bad when you've gone through something traumatic. When you lose your job, you think you're not good enough to find another one or that no one will ever want you because you were fired. If your spouse walks out, you'll feel like you failed, or this may sound familiar, you'll feel like you weren't good enough, sexy enough, smart enough. You weren't enough. If your life partner dies and you know life will never be the same, you may feel guilt because you didn't take their last call or you had a fight on that morning. Or like me, feel guilt because you couldn't save them. If you've lost your financial security, your home, your car, you panic about how will you live? Will you be homeless? Can you make ends meet? And these are the absolute lows you may reach when that pendulum comes down. It's usually the emotional downturn that's the hardest to deal with when we go through these experiences, and it's the hardest to recover from. So we're going to start with the simple steps to help you get back up when you find yourself in the black hole. Last week, we talked about being free from fear, and one of the simple steps you learned is that it is a godsend for your emotional turmoil to be able to say, wait a minute, what am I going through? So let's take a moment just now and let's refresh your memory. You've gone through the worst that you ever thought could happen. And when you got through it, if you stood there and you just allowed yourself to acknowledge what you'd been through, you realize you've survived a lot in your life. Maybe it wasn't the worst life has to offer, but you've been able to push through things in the past. You've been able to get through whatever challenge faced you. And now that you're dealing with something that is even harder than you ever thought you'd experience, the same simple step applies. When you go back and remember everything that you've gotten through in the past, you realize you figure out a way. We all figure out a way to get through what we're dealing with. But when we've been hit with the worst life has to offer, we forget about our successes and we focus on what went wrong. So one of the steps that we talked about when dealing with fear is to remember what has gone right in your life. Because this experience that you're going through is a moment in time. It is a blip in your life, although some blips are pretty devastating. It is a moment, but you've made it through before and you're going to make it through this again. So rather than allowing yourself to go down into those pits of fear, take the time to step back and remember everything that has gone well in your life and all of your successes. Now, you may say to yourself, okay, well, I did fine when I lost my job or I couldn't find a job coming out of school, but we're talking about losing my entire financial security and I'm 60, I'm not 20 anymore. So as you look at those things and you go, I'm at a different place and this is worse than I've ever experienced, that may be true, but you've got experience behind you that you can draw on. And what's important right now is you say to yourself, this is just another moment in my life. I've been through tough times and I've gotten through them and I will get through this too. Now, if you're a list maker, take the time and make a list of everything that's gone right in your life and focus on those situations that you thought before were hard and how did you make it through those? Because when you see what you've done in the past, you can draw upon that experience, that knowledge that you were able to get through something that back then you didn't think you would get through. You've been through tougher times. You're going to get through this too. If you make that list, keep it with you. So when you have one of those moments when you're really feeling down, you're hitting that bottom out of that pendulum swing, pull out that list and look at it. It's a reminder of everything that you've done right. Now, I've had some students and some folks that I have worked with who started what we call a good things jar. You can call it whatever you want. Every time something goes right in your life, goes good in your life, write it on a slip of paper, fold it up, and put it into the jar. And do that every single time, or most times. And then when you're having one of those really down, hit the pits moments, open your jar and start reading about all of the good things that have happened in your life. Maybe your child said to you, Mom, I'm really glad I can talk to you. Or you had a good day at work and a client called you and said, you know what, you got me out of a sticky situation and I really appreciate it. Or maybe you walked outside and noticed the flowers were blooming and you had that moment where everything just felt so right and beautiful. And you look at those pieces of paper and you remind yourself of all the good that exists around you and all the strengths that you have shown over time. It's really important to spend your time focusing on what's good in life rather than what hasn't worked out the way you would prefer it to do. So again, we're going back so you can focus on all of your successes and not just the challenge. That challenge, this challenge is a moment in time. It may seem like a long moment, but it is a moment. It is not your entire life. Now, oftentimes when we're dealing with the worst life has to offer, there are others in our lives who just want us to get over it. I know that shortly after Jack died, one of my own relatives said, he died, get over it. And I was angry, and I sat there and I looked at this person, and he was very young, and I looked at him and I realized this is a person that hasn't experienced great love. He does not understand because he doesn't have the capability. He hasn't lived the amount of time I've lived and had the experiences. He doesn't yet get it. So rather than getting angry at the people that tell you what you should do, you just have to sit there and realize these are people who have different experiences than you do, and they often speak because of their own fears and worries. And it's important that you put that into perspective, because these are folks that just don't have your experience. Only you can decide how you're going to get through what's happened to you. You've had the experience, the challenge, whether it's someone has died or you've lost a job, that experience has taken place. What you do from here on out is totally up to you. For those friends who don't think we are moving along as quickly as we should, I call them our should friends. And it adds to your guilt and your unhappiness when you put expectations on your recovering or your healing. Because when you expect something and it doesn't go the way you wanted it to, aren't you disappointed? I know I am. So we want you to realize that those people, and this may even be you too, who are focusing on what should happen or what you should do, aren't helping. So in this simple step, I want you to actually ban the shoulds from your life. When you hear yourself thinking that you should be okay by now, stop right where you are and take a moment to look at how far you have already come. Now, my husband's death was expected, but in those few weeks right after he died, I was on autopilot. I was taking care of arrangements and financial matters, and I returned to work after 6 years. Still, I'd find myself in tears, balled up in a corner and overwhelmed with grief. And I'd make it worse by thinking that I shouldn't be in this place. After all, you know, I've worked with counselors, I've sought therapy myself, I've read everything that I could think of, I've gone to seminars, and I should be able to deal with this better. But that pressure wasn't helping me, and it was self-imposed. I felt very lucky that most of my family and friends weren't implying the shoulds on top of me, only the occasional one. But we do it to ourselves. And when you shift away from the focus of where you think you should be and be okay with where you are, it allows you to put things in perspective. And that's so you've come a long way, even though you may not have focused on how far you've come, and you're doing okay. Is this where you ultimately want to be? No, but you do not need the pressure and the expectations of the shoulds. So the shoulds will do one thing, and that shoulds will put you at the bottom swing of that pendulum. It will drop you into a very negative space. You don't need to put yourself there. If someone else gives you their shoulds, realize it's coming from their perspective, and that's their fear, their worries. When you do it to yourself, realize you're being hard on yourself when you've been through a major trauma, and the last thing you need to do is be beating yourself up. You know, when our emotions take a nosedive, it's really easy to give into the pain. And probably the most valuable simple step that I ever taught myself by far was the one that when I was in the pits of my pain, I remembered that I needed to be in that moment. I need to be in the moment and feel everything that I needed to feel. That didn't mean that I had to like it. It just meant that I needed to let it be what it was. So rather than feel the need to do something or that I should let go of something, I just allowed the emotions to wash over top of me. And when you do that, you stop resisting them. You stop resisting the struggling, the feeling that you have to be out of this place of your horrible pain. I talk about sitting in a corner, being balled up in a corner and just overwhelmed with tears and grief and sorrow. And I would struggle with, I don't want to be here. I need to be somewhere else. I can't allow this to happen. And the more that I would struggle, the worse it got. I was fighting it. And when I stopped fighting and let it be, let that emotion be what it was, I was able to let it go. And there's something else you can do when you decide not to resist the emotions that you're feeling, those gut-wrenching, paralyzing moments, and you give into it. The next thing you need to do is say to yourself, there's something about this experience that I am meant to learn. This is supposed to teach me something. And that's hard. When you've had someone that's died or you've had a major catastrophe in your life, it's really hard to focus on what is this teaching you, because you're in the pits of that pendulum swing. You're in the worst place that you maybe ever have been. But as time goes on and you have more of these experiences moving forward, and you will, especially in a grief situation, you don't grieve once and it's over. You can be walking down the street and think of a song and all of a sudden you fall into your deepest grief again. When you get there, say to yourself, I'm having this feeling. I'm feeling this way for a reason. What is it teaching me? What do I need to learn? And this simple step of saying to yourself, I'm having this experience for a reason, frees you from expectations. It allows you just to be in the moment and allow yourself to feel what you feel. You release the power of your emotions and you're empowering yourself to be wiser because you're open to what you can learn. Now, I won't even begin to say that this is easy, but again, it's not easy steps, it's simple steps. What this is a conscious decision by you to heal. Now, another, and I call it an ancillary challenge to all of this, is the negative emotions and the steps to neutralize them is a belief that for some reason you're ignoring what's going on in your life. And that's not the case. When you decide that you're going to release the negativity and you're going to allow yourself to heal, you're actually empowering yourself and making a choice to feel better than you do at this moment. When Jack died and I was coming out of the worst of the initial grief, it's hard. Because you start feeling better and then for some reason you feel like you're being disrespectful for the person who has passed because no longer are you sitting there in your sorrow. And I promise you that is absolutely not the case. What's happening is you're healing. And if you're dealing with death, the person who has passed wants you to be happy. They want you to heal again. Now, if you're dealing with a job loss, we're going to switch just a little bit, and you've spent all of your time, your dedication and your education, and you lose your job, not only are you disappointed, but you're going to go through those feelings of failure. And maybe there are others that are around you that see it that way too. When you feel that sense of failure, it doesn't change what you've been through. You've had this experience, but when you think of yourself as a failure, you make the experience worse. And this is one where if you're meant to have this experience and you are for whatever reason, what can you learn from being fired? What can you learn from this freedom that you now have? Because yes, you may still have to go out and find another job, but you have the ability to learn something about yourself and open your future up to maybe this is an opportunity to find something that I would prefer to be doing or something that would make me happier. I know that it's hard to live through the worst life has to offer. I've been through, like I said, I lost everything in my life except my marriage and then Jack died. I've been through every one of these challenges. And whether it's your home, your job, your financial security, your relationship, every one of these losses teaches us something we're meant to experience. So as you're living in these pendulum swings and you hit that low point, ask yourself, what can you learn? What can you do differently next time? What can you do? Because this is your empowerment. What can you do? How can your life be better? Now, I know that when my father died, this was one of these situations where he died suddenly. And I couldn't even imagine how that would be a good thing. My mother was totally dependent on him, and my mother was blind. So losing not only her partner of 58 years, she lost the person that helped her prepare her meals and get dressed in the morning and take her to doctors and everything else. And that loss was profound. But over the course of the years after my father passed, I got to know a mother that I never knew. He was fiercely protective of her and wouldn't allow her to do much because he was afraid she might get hurt. And after he passed, she became this strong, independent, feisty woman that I never knew. And as she started meeting people, because she was in an independent living situation, they looked at her and said, "Wow, she's brave." And when she had people looking up to her, that made her feel better about her life. So even these things that we look at that we can't even imagine being good, there is something good to come out of them. And if you have that faith and that belief that something good is going to happen, it will. You have to allow yourself the time to come through it. You drop off the shoulds and you believe with all of your heart that something positive will come out of this, and it always will. Now, we've talked about all the lows, but I want to talk for a few minutes about the highs. Enjoy them. Be grateful for them. Use the energy they create to do more for yourself. Oftentimes when we get to those high points, and I talked about this early on in the show, we believe that something bad's going to happen after that. Well, rather than thinking something bad's going to happen, just celebrate the good that's happened. It's the same as looking back at all the things that have gone right in your past and reminding yourself of those things when you're in a low point. When you're at that high point, remind yourself of how good your life has been. When you find yourself riding high but feeling like something bad is about to happen, just stop yourself short. As you find yourself excited about that high and thinking, "Yeah, but it won't last," laugh at yourself, because you are not in a place to even be grateful for the good things that are happening. And when you've been through the bad, aren't you really grateful for the good things? Focus on those blessings. Stay in the moment and allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, which is great. Is it part of a pendulum swing up? Yes, but you don't have to be the cause of dropping yourself back down into the bottom end in the black hole. So we're going to talk about gratitude more in a later show. In fact, it's coming up in part 5 of this series, but I want to recap today's simple steps. When that pendulum has plummeted you to the lowest point, remember to go back and think about all the other times you came through difficult situations in your life. Remember your strength and allow yourself to access it now. Then I want you to remember to expunge the shoulds. Let them go from your life. Don't set up expectations when you're going through life's trauma. Allow yourself to live and experience what you're experiencing and know that it's happening for a reason. Remember that every experience has a purpose, and while you may not understand it at this moment, have faith that what comes next is going to be exactly what it needs to be. And then when you've had a good day, a moment, be grateful for it rather than about worrying about what comes next. Celebrate the highs and let go of the lows. Now, on next week's show, we're into part 4 of this series, and we're going to talk about what now and what next. And I kind of call that the block and tackle show. We're going to talk about, okay, I'm in foreign ground. I don't know what it's like to have gone through bankruptcy. I don't know about foreclosure. I don't know what it's like to be alone. I don't know what I'm going to do. We're going to talk about the next steps that you take, or at least think about as you are working through the worst life's had to offer you. So for now, remember that the pendulum is going to swing on these emotions, but you've got the tools, you have the simple steps to bring yourself up back into a position where you feel good about your life, or at least not bad. So until next week, enjoy the highs, and I hope you have a wonderful week.